Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Two to Gibson. The infield is back with two out and Davis at first.
Derek Jeter with one of the most unbelievable plays you will ever see by a shortstop.
This one's hit the center field and deep. Back out it is Trout. Back it goes. It is caught. Oh, what a catch by Mike Trout.
For the country and the world. A black man is getting a standing ovation in the Deep South for breaking a record of an all-time baseball idol.
The one constant through all the years has been baseball. America has rolled by like an army of steamrollers. It has been erased like a blackboard, rebuilt, and erased again. But baseball has marked the time. This field, this game, it's a part of the past. It reminds us of all that was once good, and that could be again. That's a quote from perhaps the greatest baseball movie of all time, Field of Dreams. Like a lot of kids growing up, I wanted to be a ball player. I knew all the players, looked for the box score in the morning paper, and traded baseball cards with my friends. But at some point, we're all told that we can no longer play the kids' game. After 10 years as a Little League shortstop, I, like many, was told that it was time to think about college and what I wanted to study. I chose science, and for the past 8 years, I've worked in the field in the lab collecting and analyzing data, and occasionally producing a story for Utah Public Radio. And frankly, baseball hasn't been a big part of my life since then. That is, until I found the connection between science and America's pastime.
You know, it's pretty cool with the scouting reports. They can kind of tell you, you know, how much a guy's going to throw his curveball in this count, or, you know, if this guy is a spin rate guy or he's a low spin rate guy, meaning, you know, his ball's going to sink, and if he has a high spin rate, his ball's going to ride, and it almost seems like it's rising. So when you go up there, you can come up with a better plan because you have more information to kind of go up there and say, okay, I'm going to look for a fastball down here because if it's too high, I'm not going to be able to make contact with it.
That's right. Data analysis. The nerds have taken over baseball, and now the players have way more information than they've ever had before.
My name's Jared Walsh. I'm from Duluth, Georgia. I play first base, some outfield very rarely, and I pitch. And I was called up to the major leagues while playing the Reno Aces my first game was May 15th, 2019.
The new approach is called sabermetrics, and it's been around since the early 2000s. It was the topic of the 2011 film Moneyball, starring Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill. There's a scene in the movie where Brad Pitt, who is playing the Oakland A's general manager, is sitting at a table with all of his scouts and Jonah Hill, who's the data nerd. They're trying to figure out how to replace three of their best players who all got traded in the offseason.
You're still trying to replace Giambi. I told you we can't do it. We can't do it. Now, what we might be able to do is recreate him. Recreate him in the aggregate.
The what?
Giambi's on base percentage was .477. Damon's on base, .324. And Almeida's was .291. Add that up and you get.
You want me to speak?
We're not pointing you yet.
.1092.
Divided by three.
.364.
That's what we're looking for. Three ball players whose average OBP is
364.
The approach focuses on the numbers, not players. It doesn't matter if they have a funny swing or considered too old or too overweight. According to this philosophy, a player is good if
he gets on base.
It's that simple. Whether through walks, hits, or errors, it doesn't matter. At least according to sabermetrics. But lots of scouts and old-school managers have pushed back on this approach. So I caught a game of the Angels AAA team, the Salt Lake Bees, and chatted with their manager, Lou Marson.
I think you have to have both. There's sometimes a gut feeling, and then it's always nice to have the numbers. I mean, you'd be stupid not to look at the numbers. And I mean, as far as a player, sometimes it could be too much information when you're up there hitting. You know, a lot of times you can put too many thoughts in your head rather than see the ball and compete.
According to Marson, a former big leaguer himself, as a manager in the minors, he's limited by what the Angels tell him they want. but he thinks they're one of the teams that has embraced the new age statistics the most.
I came up with the Phillies, and they were very old school. They just recently have gone to the more analytics side. Yeah, coming up with the Phillies was very old school. We didn't have a ton of meetings. It was go out, play, and so it's good to see it on this side with the Angels.
At that same game, I met a scout for the Detroit Tigers, who unfortunately didn't want to be recorded. But as we were talking, he struck me as the embodiment of the old school way of putting a team together. He was there watching the players, evaluating their hitting or pitching styles. Now, I'm not sure I came to a conclusion as to whether the old or new techniques are the right way to go. But first baseman Jared Walsh seems to have figured it out.
I like to watch video, and I like to just, you know, glance over the scouting report to kind of get a feel for what the guy's favorite pitches are. If he gets in trouble, maybe a 2-2, 3-2 count, what does he normally go with? And I like to know if his fastball, you know, sinks or it has ride. But I'd say I'm somewhere in the middle. I definitely don't like going in there blind, but I don't need to watch video for 5 hours and do a scouting report the entire day.
And personally, I'm inclined to trust Walsh. After all, when the Angels' current first baseman, all-star Albert Pujols, retires, it'll probably be Walsh who's out there on the field in Los Angeles.
Reggie Jackson. Long drive right field. It is goodbye. A big, big World Series.
Baltimore has had his hands full and then some. Trying to handle Roberto Clemente.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Niall Clancy.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me for?